Welcome to the Pre-PT Grind Podcast. Before we begin this episode, we would like to thank you for choosing to invest time and knowledge into yourself as a pre-PT and future physical therapist. This episode has been sponsored by our new Acceptance Navigator series, which is a free four-part video pre-PT series where we teach you exactly how to dominate as an applicant by learning the new way to PT school acceptance. Learn how to finally get into the driver's seat as a pre-PT and not leave your acceptance to chance by shooting in the dark and hoping for the best as an applicant. This series is the most value we have ever given away, and it's free at www.acceptancenavigator.com. That's www.acceptancenavigator.com. Don't miss out on your chance to get in the driver's seat of your acceptance. Now, sit back, relax, and enjoy the rest of the podcast episode. Hello, how are you doing? My name is Joseph Ngugi, one of the co-founders of the Pre-PT Grind. And tonight, for our Mic Drop Mentorship conversation, we're going to talk about how to give yourself a shot at getting accepted into PT school on your next attempt. Let's talk about it. Let's just go right into it. But before we do that, Casey and I just finished having a conversation with a class in California. We just did a 1 hour and 15 minute lecture, and it was absolutely amazing. Seeing the firepower, seeing the energy in the room of all the other pre-PTs that were in there was absolutely amazing. And so it's the same thing when we come on live in here. It's absolutely, like, it's amazing when we get the feedback from you, when we see the energy. Obviously, this is not like a live lecture where we can see you sitting in a classroom or anything like that. But anytime we say anything that you feel like you're like, yo, that's me, comment it. Let's have a conversation. That's how this should be, because the real objective is to get you into physical therapy school. The real objective is to make sure that this dream of becoming a PT is not out of reach. It's not out of reach for you. It's not out of reach of any, you know, any of the peers that you have. Some of the pre-PTs there were just kind of talking about some of their fears, and they're really resembling of any pre-PT that's trying to get into physical therapy school right now. We all have the same fears. We all have the same anxieties, frustrations, feelings of feeling isolated, where we don't feel like we can handle it on our own. And so tonight, I just want to talk about giving yourself a shot. Give yourself a shot. Now, honestly, if you do these things, you're going to give yourself a very good shot of getting in. But give yourself a shot, because if we play the game of just kind of being, you know, anxious or fearful just until the application, let me just submit it. Let me just see what will happen. Well, honestly, then it's a crapshoot, and we don't want to do that. So how do you give yourself a shot at getting accepted into physical therapy school on your next attempt? I want to share five steps with you tonight. Five steps, and then we're going to be done. So as you guys come on, if you're team live, your team, team replay, let me know, and we'll get this going. And so as a pre-PT, I think a lot of things that, you know, really get on our fear side, I guess I'll call it, is when we feel like we're just going into this blindsided, where we feel like we're going into this without really knowing what's on the other side. Like, what if I apply and it doesn't work out? What if I apply and I don't get in? What if I apply and I have to settle for what my mom said I should do? And I have to settle for what my uncle said I should do? And I have to settle for what the professors that I've been taking classes from said I do? One thing I told the class tonight is I told them, well, like, chemistry was terrible for me. Like, it was a hard class, chemistry and physics, but chemistry more so. And so what happens when I'm taking a class that makes me feel like I'm not even qualified to become a physical therapist? Well, the first thing you can do, and these are five things that anyone can do, is one, you want to make sure that there's no surprises. You want to make sure that there's no surprises as a pre-PT. So the first thing you want to do is something that is as simple as going on your computer, grabbing your phone, and understanding the other side of the equation. Understand what's going on the admission side. Understand what the program is going to see. Understand that. There can't be any surprises. When you go to apply, like, don't go in thinking that, well, okay, let me just kind of see what happens, or no, like no surprises. Meaning you have to make sure that the program, what they see, what they give you feedback on, whether it's your GPA, whether it's your GRE, whatever it is, you should already know it. You should already know it. And what that means is, if you already know it, then that means that when you get all the feedback, like, you know that you're a good match for them. You know that you're going to be a good fit for them. You know that you're going to get accepted into that program. You know that you have a good shot at getting accepted. But make sure that there's no surprises. And if that means that you have to calculate the GPA, if you have to do a lot of, if you have to find guidance, well, that's fine. But make sure that there is absolutely no surprises. Number two, you have to embrace your story. Understand your story like nobody else. I just gave this example a few minutes ago when we were talking to that, you know, pre-PT program. And I was telling them, you could tell the same story. And half the times we feel like our story isn't even that good. Right? Now comment below if you feel like sometimes, well, the story I have to share really isn't as good as that other student that had a mother that had gone through this process, a father that went through physical therapy. They went through physical therapy. They feels like their whole family's gone through it. So their story has to be better than mine. And so many pre-PTs feel like that. Like, other people's stories are a lot better than yours. But really, the biggest issue is you don't believe your story. At least you don't believe it in a way that allows other people to believe it. I can talk about tearing my ACL, and for one person, it could be just saying, oh, I tore my ACL, so I want to be a PT because they took care of me. For another person, they're describing what the sport they were doing meant to them, whether it was basketball or football, how it was a big factor in them forming relationships with their parents or spending quality time with their parent. Maybe it was their outlet. Especially for my runners as a physical therapist, it's their outlet. So you take that away from them, you can feel it. You can see that one injury means so much more. And just to get a physical therapist that will sit across the table from you and sit down and just tell you, yo, you're going to be all right. You're going to get back to doing what you're passionate about doing. You're going to get back to running. You're going to get back to playing soccer. Well, okay, that is someone that has told a story that you can believe. You have to tell your story in a way that allows them to be able to hear it and feel everything that you were feeling. Because if you really want to be a PT, then make them feel that. Make them feel that. Make them believe you. Because if they don't, then they're just going to categorize you with every single other person that maybe had the same injury. Or every single other person that looked the same. Because the main objective is to stand out. But with your story, that's one thing nobody can take away from you. I don't care if 100 other people applying to that same program had the same injury. Own your story and understand it. If you have to stand in front of a mirror and practice it over and over and over and over and over again, well, good. That's what I told a pre-PT that I was talking to recently. That was like, yo, Joseph's like, my story doesn't really add up. My story isn't really good enough to bring to the table. My story isn't strong enough to convince the program that I'm a good fit for what they're doing. And because of that, when I tell it, it just kind of sounds, So I try to fill it in with a few other things that I like, you know, the strengthening part, or I like, I was like, don't tell them things that they already know. Just tell your story. Believe your story. If you had seen, there's a video that I posted about 2 weeks ago, I feel, 2-3 weeks ago. I don't know how long it's been. Inside the pre-doctor physical therapy students page right in here. And I told my story, especially with my anxieties, with how everything that I was doing was really to take care of not only my family, but really to impress my mom, to make my mother proud, and how that created a lot of ups and downs on my trajectory, especially as a firstborn, as an immigrant, as so many other things, to the point where I was too embarrassed to even tell her about physical therapy. The one thing being, you know, the fact that it was a doctorate to convince her. But you have to embrace your story. No one else has it. I don't care if it's the same injury. I don't care if it sounds too basic. Like, unless your reason to become a PT is just because you're selling from something else. If you're like, man, I want to be a doctor, but PT sounds decent. Let me give it a shot. Okay, maybe your story won't be so hot. But if you actually believe in it, then make me believe you. And the only way to believe to make me believe you is for you to believe your story yourself. And many times we don't. Many times we don't believe our own stories. Many times we don't realize how important it actually is. The feeling that you get when you get rejected from a PT program, the feeling that you get when you get accepted into a PT program, those are all emotions that have been built up by certain experiences. So make that experience known. Be vulnerable. Let me believe that story. Number three, Number one, like we said, was no surprises. Make sure that you are not surprised when you apply. Make sure that you know the ins and outs. What are they going to see? What are they going to understand? What are they going to go through? Number two, embrace your story. Understand your story. Know it better than anybody else. Number three, you have to find someone that's already done it. I just told those students that I spoke with that really, a lot of times we make the mistake of going to people that don't remember even how to get into PT school. You go to somebody that has done it, maybe, you know, maybe they did it 20 years ago. Yeah, I've been a PT for 25 years and, you know, yeah, you know, just come on. They don't know what it takes. The game's changed. PT CAS didn't even exist when they applied. PT CAS didn't even exist for someone that applied 10 years ago. And so the game is changing. So find someone that's been there recently. Find someone that understands the journey. Find someone that looks a lot like what you're going through right now. I can guarantee you that somebody else is going to benefit when you finally accomplish your dream of becoming a PT student. Someone's going to benefit because they're going to have the same fears, frustrations, and anxieties. They're going to have the same ones. And so when you're able to share your story, they're going to say, oh, yo, that's me. That's the same thing I've been struggling with. Those are my fears. Those are my anxieties. You figured it out. Joseph's figured it out. Let me listen to him. You're going to be the very inspiration that will get someone to not quit on their dream of becoming a PT. That will get someone to not listen to a family member that tells them, you know what, you should pull the plug and try something else that's not as hard. Try something that will not be as expensive. Try something that will not take as long. Not realizing that they're not going to be the ones that live with the fact that they didn't realize your dream. I mean, it's not their dream. It doesn't really affect them. Actually, they feel pretty good when you accomplish it because they say, well, you went for something and you got a victory. You got a win. You got accepted into a program. You got a job. But a job might not be your job. A job might not be the job that you were destined for. A job might not be what you want. So don't settle for it. Find someone who's been there. And right now, one of the biggest things that's really, you know, like really holding a lot of pre-PTs back is who we're placing our trust in. We're placing our trust in faculty members that we believe know the way. Advisors on campus that are just telling us all the numerical things. Well, you're not. Well, those are the same people that told half my friends not to pursue physical therapy school after my sophomore year. So is that the way you want to play it when it's your future? Is that the way you want to play it when it's your dream? Well, no. So find someone who's been there. Find someone who's willing to guide you through it. Find someone who's figured out a way to take you through that process. Number four, I have two more things. Number four, have a tunnel vision. Have a tunnel vision. There's a lot of people that will give you a lot of different opinions. There's a lot of people that are going to really, like all their anxieties, all of their fears, all of their what ifs are going to be poured in on you. I know that that's happened with me and my parents. There's certain fears that they've had because of their own journey that have been pointed in my direction. And that's part of what made my journey so hard. But you have to have a tunnel vision. You have to. If you don't, then you're going to be moving left and right all the time. Oh, one day I'm feeling great, so I'm focused. One day I'm actually not feeling so great. I don't feel like I could do it. One day I'm feeling great, not so great. Great, not so great. Like, that's not the way you get to PT school. That's how grades are going up and down. That's how your motivational level is going up and down. That's how your focus is going up and down. Till you get to the point where when you're applying, you don't even know what the heck happened leading to where you are. You don't know how to put it all together. You've just gone through such a roller coaster that you just don't know how to put it together. Put the blinders up. Find people that are within your tunnel. Find people that are driven. That's why we have communities online that can put people with other winners. That's why in our platforms, like our accepted system, where we have students that are going through that right now. That's why we have students that are so tunnel visioned that they're all winning. They're all winning because when nobody else is believing in them, when everybody else is pointing them in different directions, they're locked. They're like, you can't really touch my dream. Oh, my GPA was down? Well, you trying to advise me on picking another profession, being an athletic trainer or something else? Well, that's not going to work because I got a tunnel vision. There's a way around it. There's a better way around it. If I didn't pass my GRE, well, I still got a tunnel vision. I gotta figure it out. If I feel alone, I gotta get a tunnel vision. I gotta make sure I'm protecting what's going on in my ears, what I'm absorbing, who is impacting my direction, because there's gonna be too many people giving you their opinion, which everybody has one. Everybody has an opinion. It's the freest thing you're ever gonna get from anybody. Everybody has an opinion. So when you're getting all these different opinions, it gets confusing. And it either leads you to go left and right all around, or you do absolutely nothing about it. Find someone that has what you got and is where you want to be and do what they do. Get tunnel vision now. And more importantly, do things differently. Stop playing the game the way it's already been played. I mean, the rules are changing half the time anyway. You realize that we wouldn't have a forum like this where pre-PT is just communicating with each other online like 2 years ago. It wasn't there. Even 3 years ago. Understand that schools are looking for someone that's different and unique. Be different. Stop trying, man. One thing I keep seeing a lot of is students, they're like, what have you done? 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 It's good to get ideas, but be absolutely different. Stand out. Like, stand out. How can I be unique? How can I be different? What can I do? For example, our interns right now for Pre-PT Grind, we have some people that are interning with us for a certain amount of time, and they're learning certain skills that are going to help them build their own online platforms, their own businesses, whether it's learning how to like communicate online, whether it's learning how to message, whether it's learning how to be a podcast director and coordinator, all those different skill sets that are different. So what happens is when they go to apply, when they go in for an interview, guess what? They turn heads. Guess what happens when you're doing things in your community that nobody else is really doing, that does not fit the standard tech job or does not fit the things that most other pre-PTs are doing? Well, okay, you're different. You stand out. Kind of like the story we were just talking about. It helps you stand out. So if you do those five things, if you understand those five things, then you give yourself a really good shot of getting into PT school. You give yourself a great shot of getting into PT school. But if you don't do those five things, then it's a crapshoot. You're really shooting in the dark. You're trying to get in. You might get in. You might not get in. You might hear of somebody that was like, oh, I just tried on my first try and I got it. Okay, lucky things happen. Even if I shoot a basketball with my eyes closed, at some point it's going to go in. It doesn't mean that's how I should shoot the ball every single time. So number one, no surprises. Make sure you understand their side of the story and play into it. Number two, embrace your story. Own your story. I don't care how similar it seems from everybody else. It's your story. And if you tell it like you believe it, if you tell it with the emotion of what it actually means to you, they're going to believe it. Number three, find someone who's already done it. Find someone who's already done it and make sure you learn from them. That's why we've created the platforms we have, because we've done it. Number four, get tunnel visioned now. And number five, do things differently. If you have any questions of that and you're like, Joseph, I love what you set up, but I have a few more questions. Reach out. Send us a message right now. Go to contactpreptgrind.com. Let's talk. Let's have a real conversation about where you're at and how you can start making strides towards becoming a physical therapy student. But understand that, like the live stream I did recently where I said it's up to you, it really is up to you. We can't come and just find you and say, hey, what are you doing? No. It's up to you. Lock into it. Understand these five things and understand that this is how you set yourself up. When you step back and you're able to put each of these five things into action, that's how you're able to ultimately set yourself apart and set yourself up to be an absolutely stellar pre-PT applicant. That's the same thing you're going to use when you get into PT school to become an absolutely stellar physical therapist. And once you're a PT, that's the same way you're going to be an absolutely stellar physical therapist. So go win big, but understand that this is more than just motivation. Understand that this is more than just kind of a hype talk energy. Yeah, Joseph's hype. No. This is real talk. Real talk. Understand these five things. Start putting them into action. Start putting them into action, and we'll see you on the other side as a doctor of physical therapy. You have a great night. We'll talk. Bye. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Pre-PT Grind podcast. This show has been brought to you by the Pre-PT Success Program, a program designed to take pre-PT students and help them become excellent DPT school candidates without wasting years of frustration during the application process. To learn and master Pre-PT Grind's six-step process that will get you into physical therapy school, the Pre-PT Success Program is exactly what you have been looking for. Reach out to us at contactpreptgrind.com, aka our Facebook Messenger. And thank you once again for joining us on this episode. We look forward to seeing you next week on the Pre-PT Grind podcast.